You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gibbs, speaking of Liberty Ford, what's the latest with you?
Working through it still.
Are we getting closer?
I think we're getting closer. I think we're getting
closer.
Is this
like Kevin Love or is this Tristan Thompson?
Oh, I think it's almost a Kevin Love. Yeah, it's we're looking at maybe a max deal.
Because the lady likes
a lot of things on the Ford Flex.
Oh yes.
The
what
Vista.
Color is she thinking
it's the.
Of going
it's all about the
Ford
Vista
Flex.
Window. I don't know if you've seen them in the Ford Flex.
Oh, I have seen the Vista window.
Yeah, it's got the sunroof in the front, the sunroof in the back, and then like the two small ones right above the captain's chairs.
Oh yeah. It's strong.
The vehicle's
quite
got
strong.
It's got a mini fridge basically in between the two captain seats in the second row.
Perfect place to store your brew.
It holds up to eight
juice boxes for the children's.
Eight beverages of your choice.
Chocolate milk if you're so inclined.
Yeah, I like chocolate milk.
Who doesn't? Okay. Who doesn't? All right, good. That's good to hear. What
it's progressive.
What's the color we're looking at?
You know what? The only color that we're not into is like that bright blue with like the white top. You know, like the bold blue.
Is that the dark blue? I think what you're describing is what my in-laws have, which is I think it's a nice looking blue color, but I don't like the white top. I hear you.
Yeah, not so much.
Tell you what, these Fords are so nice. Do yourself a favor. If you're looking for a car and you're thinking, yeah, call Liberty Ford up. They've got five convenient locations around town. You know that. I'm in a Liberty Ford. My family's in Liberty Fords. Gibbs is going to be in Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm's in Liberty Ford. Notorious's whole family is in Liberty Fords, even from his time here. These Fords you have in your mind, I promise you they will come away being so much nicer than you ever thought a Ford would quote-unquote be. And they are fantastic cars. I absolutely love my F-150, and I can say this as someone who had never, ever been in a pickup truck before I got into this F-150. I can't imagine not having an F-150 for the rest of my life.
That pickup truck is sweet, man. That's a
I'm
nice
serious.
Ride. No, I know.
I never thought I would have one. Never thought I'd have a pickup truck.
Riding up high, it's good. A lot of storage. Helped a buddy move over the weekend. Rob McBurnett from the Browns. Rob McBurnett of the Browns. He's got an F-150, and my girlfriend's father has an F-150. He let us borrow it. We moved a lot of stuff on Sunday.
I'm a believer. I'm all in. I'm like the Cavs. I'm all in on the F-150.
Nice.
All in. All right. It's Thursday. It's 2. It's time for the Jort Report, which this week is brought to you by our good friend at the Kevin Beard. And let me ask you this, Gibbs, as you begin the Jort Report for us today. What do you have going on in your Jort Report?
You know what? This is from the Detroit Free Press, and it's called Jorts, the new tacky Christmas sweater.
Ooh.
I know. Just talking about jorts, last week, Neiman Marcus website, I think we might have talked about this particular price, jean shorts for men, $381, marked down from $545.
That should come with a punch in the face. You know, the hat and Caddyshack came with a bowl of soup.
I like that.
$500 jorts, $300 jorts should come with a punch in the face.
The price is more modest at Macy's. Jean shorts for women, $79. And Izod Comfort Fit Stretch Jean Shorts. That's right. Izod Comfort Fit Stretch Jean Shorts for big and tall men are $55. That might fit me. $55 for some jorts.
Well, you can dial those up, Gibbs. That sounds like that's right up your alley.
So,
you can dial that up.
I'm
staying away.
The Urban Dictionary describes jean shorts as worn mostly by children. Jorts are perhaps, this is the author. Jorts are perhaps the easiest, I'm sorry, this is all part of Urban Dictionary. My bad. Urban Dictionary defines them as jorts mostly worn by children. Jorts are perhaps the easiest way to recognize people you will not like. If you wear jorts, you probably don't talk to girls. That's from the Urban Dictionary.
I like that, and that's very true, and that's what we've established here on the Jort Report. Again, jorts are at the bottom. Jerseys with those sleeves, they're well above, not even close. And we've decided the bucket hat, I mean, in the feedback on Twitter, people are into the bucket hats. And I think this training camp, you're going to see a crowd with one – I think you might see every head with a bucket hat this year, training.
Hey, man.
Because of the bucket hat movement, the judge is in on it. I'm in on it. I'll be wearing my bucket hat out there every day training camp. Why not? You got to.
I love the bucket hat. Keeps the dome a little cooler than just a regular baseball cap.
Oh, yeah.
It's
breathable. Good protection from the sun.
This weekend, by the way, going to be an outstanding weekend for jort watching.
Is it?
Oh, it's 4th of July, man. People come out of the woodworks to come watch fireworks. Oh, yeah. There'll be some good jort watching.
Kevin Beer just tweeted me a picture of Jort State. I saw these beauties at a parade this week. Had a two-hour front row seat. And these are jorts with some embroidery on them. Matt Wilhelm sent us. Was that Matt Wilhelm who sent it to us? The picture of a guy ready to run a 5K in jorts?
Yes.
I mean, that is bold. That's bold move.
I don't know how. Actually, he didn't send it, but he recommented. He said the chafing and it would not be a good thing.
If you don't have those seats with the vents and the coolers, forget about it afterwards. That's going to be a nightmare in there.
It's
a nightmare, period.
You need a shower.
Oh, you need a lot of things.
The powder.
Whew. Yeah, that's no good.
You need some one white
bucket hats. So in the words of Colin Cowherd and Jim Harbaugh, bucket hats are a buy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jorts are a sell.
Yeah.
Did you see, by the way, Harbaugh sent out a tweet that said, as far as I know, it takes two people to do an interview. If this was a clunker, I am at most 50% responsible for this clunker, Colin.
Wow. No. Jim.
Wow, big news, big news, breaking news in the National Football League that is good for the Browns. The Jets' defensive line stud, Sheldon Richardson, has just been suspended for 4 games for violating the substances of abuse policy.
Oh, nice.
I mean, good really, for the Browns.
You know, I mean, not good for him, but great for us.
Yes.
I like that. That's
Pumpkinhead
fantastic.
Pumpkinhead says, if you wear jorts, you should probably ask Siri what 0 divided by 0 is. What is that? I've seen a lot of people talking about this. What does Siri do?
Too.
Does she get angry?
I don't know.
I'm going to find out in the break.
All right, should we go to break?
We'll go to break. When we come back, we're going to do our after further review for, of course, the Buffalo Bills, or the forecast, I guess, for the Buffalo Bills. We've got higher or lower to play, which is going to be a lot of fun. We still don't quite get the concept, but we know we're going to have a good time with it today. And we've got that, plus your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Wrap it up, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford for the week here on ESPN Cleveland. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs, hit us up. But you're going to be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind. Intentionally, you know it's hard to hear.